It's Thursday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill. Eric's in San Antonio. Hey, Eric.
Hi, thank you, Dave and Anthony. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure. What's up?
So, I'm 38 years old, and I'm married with no kids. We are on baby step 6, but the catch is, well, we currently rent, and we've actually been renting for about 7 years now in the San Antonio area. And the reason why is because we only thought we'd be here for a short period of time because of relocating for my job. But it turns out everyone's remote now. I made a series of steps, a series of moves that have been pretty lucrative. And I think we're probably going to be sticking around here for the next 5 or 10 years. So we've actually been looking for a home.
Good.
And we're in the option period right now. I actually put a cash offer on our home. And we're both very, very nervous about this. We've never been homeowners before. And wanted to kind of get your opinion. I'm just kind of wondering how much of our total net worth should lie in the home's value. We do have enough cash to actually buy a house outright. But
that's impressive.
I don't know. Very. We're a little nervous about renting or buying.
How much are you spending?
$350,000.
I love it. Way to go, stud.
I love it. How much do you make a year, Eric?
Together, we make $366,000 a year.
Yeah.
Buy the house.
I know you all are laughing about it.
Buy the house.
Yeah, man. And we're not laughing at you, Eric.
No, we're just laughing. It's just.
I understand.
You make 350. You have 350. You're going to spend 350 on a house that's going to go up in value and pay cash and have no mortgage. There is nothing here in this equation to even be remotely nervous about.
Nothing.
What is the worst case scenario?
Yeah.
Let's just pretend. You forget to put fire insurance on it and it burns down. Okay, and so you lose $350,000. This is your worst case scenario.
Yeah,
and that would put you in a stupid column because you didn't put fire insurance on it, right? So, but you're going to do that. But I mean, what can go wrong with this plan?
It's just the idea of paying out of pocket for maintenance, and it's just all new. That's all.
Okay, so
and
how much is your rent?
$1,400 a month.
Okay, so there's $18,000 a year for maintenance.
Yep.
Because you don't have the payment anymore.
Right. But then, I mean, it's just, I only know it from what friends and family have told us about home ownership.
It does cost money, and it is a pain in the butt to keep them maintained. It's part of the dirty little secret of home ownership.
Yes.
But you make $350,000 a year, you don't have any payments. I think you can pull it off.
Yeah. And here's a good thing, too. You know, like Dave said, I mean, I'm a homeowner, young guy like yourself, just purchased my home. And
your second one.
My second one. Yeah, actually, my second one. And here's what I recommend. You're going to build it. You're going to get that first year. Be very strict with that first year warranty with your builder. Make sure they do.
Are you building or are you paying cash for an existing?
Paying cash for an existing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have, and they're wasn't telling me to get to insure, make sure I get a home warranty.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. No. Is this a brand new build or is it already used?
It's already used.
Okay. I don't buy extended warranties. You just self-insure. Get a good home inspection and make sure that your mechanicals are up to date and operating and that you're not got something that's on its last leg, like a heating and air system that's $8,000 or something. But other than that, dude, just you self-insure through that stuff. You don't buy insurance on extended warranties on houses. And no, man, you've done so good.
Yes.
This is not time to be nervous. This is time to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You did everything right.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Very.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You're doing great. I mean, if you told me you're buying a $1 million house and, you know, you're paying cash. Oh, by the way, I'll go back and answer your question. What percentage of your net worth? I would look at two things. I would look at net worth and I would look at your income. If you're paying cash for it, it could be whatever percentage you want it to be. Typically, what we find, Eric, is the more wealthy people become, the smaller percentage their home is of their net worth. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that in our study of millionaires, that the typical millionaire would have about $1.5 million net worth as an example, and they'd have $500K in the house and about $1 million in their 401K. We saw that with Hogan's study right?
Yep.
But if you get to somebody that's got $40 million, you don't usually see one-third of their net worth tied up in a house. It starts to scale down.
Yes.
You know, they might have a $5 million house or a $4 million house. So it might be 10% rather than 30% of your net worth. So the higher your net worth, the smaller percentage normally is in your home.
Right.
If it's not, it says that that home is probably a little too important to you for maybe the wrong reasons.
Right.
Now, I've got a big, nice house, but it is a very small percentage of my net worth.
Yes. This is not a small house, but it is a small percentage.
No, I said I have a big house. I got a big, nice house. But if I had that house and it was a large, because it's kind of a statement house.
Yes.
You know, it's like a too big.
It is.
And so, but if I had that house and it was like 90% of my net worth, that says Dave's more worried about what other people think.
Yeah.
That's what that would say.
Yes.
So that's kind of, you look at it that way. You're in a great shape here, dude. You're in great shape.
Woo.
So proud of you. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.